Next Tuesday morning Oscar nominations drop. They'll be available everywhere, via livestream. We'll make sure to post that link early in the AM. I haven't finished watching all of the shorts. I've almost made it through the animated category, well enough to spitball 5 of the best. Oscar predictions are often made or broken with the shorts. The better you do on those, the higher your score overall. People who do well with Oscar predictions in unpredictable years like this one tend to be people whose favorites align with the Academy's. In that case, you're likely to do very well. The trick is figuring out which films hit and didn't. We have no idea, for instance, whether Babylon is going to land. Does Black Panther, Wakanda Forever make it in? Just how much will they love Top Gun, Maverick, enough for director and screenplay, maybe best actor? Or not at all and just barely best picture? Conversely, if you don't like a movie and you don't predict it, that can sometimes hurt your chances, obviously. I am particularly undone if I have a blind spot to a film that others seem to like much more than I do. Such is the case with Triangle of Sadness, which many pundits have throughout their predictions, for best picture and even best director. That one is hard for me to wrap my mind around, so the only reason I'd be predicting it is because I was copying them. Figuring out what films are going to be on voters' minds and why is usually how to be a good Oscar predictor. Sometimes this intel can be gathered by talking to voters. We can use stats, which are sometimes reliable. But they can be deceptive, too, like the recent 14 BAFTA nomination haul for All Quiet on the Western Front. Had the BAFTA noms come out before the Oscar ballot deadline, there is no question it would dominate. Consensus builds the more people put their support behind certain films. But it has to start with a big nomination score like that. We don't know if voters will independently single out the film. There is likely to be a lot of anger when the nominations come down, I figure, particularly where women are concerned. The thing about that though, if there isn't a strong consensus around one nominee, it's hard to push them into the race. For all of those trying to push Sarah Polley, there is an equal number pushing Charlotte Wells and Gina Prince by the wood. That, of course, just means they split up their own vote. I do not know whether that will be the case this year, no one does, but just putting it out there. Eric Anderson has posted his final Oscar predictions category by category, with the last one being Best Director. I imagine Best Picture is coming soon. Scott Feinberg's are here. Clayton Davis's are here. And, of course, you know that Gold Derby's predictions are all up on their site. When it comes to years with 10 nominees for Best Picture, as opposed to 5, or the variable number between 5 and 10, we know we aren't going to be in a situation where there might be 8 or 9. We know they have to put 10 in there, so in a sense that makes it easier. We just don't know what of the straggler films will get in. I have found that they tend to be pushed in with 3 factors: 1, they are tied to an acting performance, The Blind Side, Philomena; 2, they are critically acclaimed and pushed by critics, Drive My Car; and 3, they are there because it took a village to get them there, Selma. All 3 of these types of stragglers usually don't come in the race with a lot of nominations. Usually you can tell how popular a movie is if it hits many different categories. If it only lands in Best Picture and Acting, obviously it was mostly favored by actors. They have a big enough branch in the Academy to drive a movie toward a Best Pick nomination. In the case of Drive My Car, there had to be some support from directors and writers to get that movie in the Best Picture race. The ones with multiple nominations across the board, it should go without saying, are in the race because most of the membership put them there. 2019 was last year where Best Picture contenders were strong down ballot. After that, after COVID and the Great Awakening, Best Picture got much smaller and there wasn't as much down ballot action. This year, though, it feels like things are almost back to 2019 levels. We might have several Best Picture contenders with lots of nominations. Depending on how All Quiet lands with the Academy, we could be looking at some films with 10-plus nods each. I think it's likely The Banshees of Inisherin and Everything Everywhere All at Once will lead with multiple nominations across all categories. With that said, let's get to it. Best Picture. Safe, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Banshees of Inisherin, The Fabelmans, Top Gun, Maverick, Avatar, The Way of Water, Tar, Elvis, All Quiet on the Western Front. Risky Bets, Women Talking, Rallying Cry from Frances McDormand, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Angela Bassett as frontrunner. The films on the bubble for me include The Whale, RRR, Babylon. Best Director. Steven Spielberg, The Fabelmans, The Daniels, Everything Everywhere, Todd Field, Tar, Martin McDonagh, The Banshees of Inisherin, Edward Berger, All Quiet on the Western Front. Alt, Joseph Kaczynski, Top Gun Maverick, Jim Cameron, Avatar. Best Actor. Austin Butler, Elvis Brendan Fraser, The Whale Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin Bill Nye, Living Tom Cruise, Top Gun, Maverick Alt, Paul Mescal, Aftersun. Best Actress. Cate Blanchett, Tar Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once Danielle Deadwyler, Till Viola Davis, The Woman King Ana de Armas, Blonde Alt, Michelle Williams, The Fabelmans. Supporting Actress. Angela Bassett, Wakanda Forever Carrie Condon, The Banshees of Inisherin Stephanie Hsu, Everything Everywhere Hong Chow, The Whale Jamie Lee Curtis, EEAAO Alt, Janelle Monáe, Glass Onion, Michelle Williams, The Fabelmans. Supporting Actor. Kei Hoi Kwan, Everything Everywhere All at Once Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin Paul Dano, The Fabelmans Barry Keoghan, The Banshees of Inisherin Brad Pitt, Babylon Alt, Val Kilmer, Top Gun Maverick, Judd Hirsch, The Fabelmans, Michael Ward, Empire of Light, Anthony Hopkins, Armageddon Time. Original Screenplay. The Banshees of Inisherin Tar The Fabelmans Everything Everywhere All at Once Triangle of Sadness Alt, Aftersun, Elvis. Adapted Screenplay. Women Talking Top Gun, Maverick All Quiet on the Western Front Living the Whale Alt, She Said. Editing. Top Gun, Maverick All Quiet on the Western Front Everything Everywhere All at Once The Banshees of Inisherin Elvis. Cinematography. Top Gun, Maverick All Quiet on the Western Front Avatar, The Way of Water Empire of Light Elvis. Sound. Top Gun, Maverick All Quiet on the Western Front Avatar, The Way of Water Elvis The Batman. Production Design. Avatar, The Way of Water Black Panther, Wakanda Forever Elvis Babylon The Fabelmans. Costume Design. Elvis Babylon Wakanda Forever The Woman King Everything Everywhere All at Once. International Feature. Germany, All Quiet on the Western Front Argentina, Argentina, 1985 South Korea, Decision to Leave Belgium, Close Mexico, Bardo, False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths. Makeup and Hairstyling. Elvis the Whale All Quiet on the Western Front Babylon Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Original Score. Women Talking Babylon All Quiet on the Western Front The Fabelmans The Banshees of Inisherin. Visual Effects. Avatar, The Way of Water Top Gun, Maverick All Quiet on the Western Front The Batman Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Song. Top Gun, Maverick RRR Wakanda Forever GDT's Pinocchio Till. Animated Feature. GDT's Pinocchio Marcel the Shell with Shoes on Turning Red Puss in Boots Wendell and Wild. Doc Feature. All the Beauty and Bloodshed Descendant Fire of Love All that Breathes Navalny. Animated Short. The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse and Ostrich Told Me New Moon Save Ralph My Year of Dicks. Live Action Short, TBA. Doc Short, TBA. Charts courtesy of Marshall Flores. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp print.